The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Pileated woodpeckers, one of the largest woodpeckers in North America, hammer their heads into trees with a force of 15 miles per hour, 20 times a second. And during courtship, male woodpeckers will drum up to 12,000 times a day. So how do their brains not turn to mush? Thick muscles, sponge-like bones, and a third eyelid keep the bird's brains intact. 1 millisecond before a strike comes across the bill, dense muscles in the neck contract, and the bird closes its thick inner eyelid. Some of the force radiates down the neck muscles and protects the skull from a full blow. A compressible bone in the skull offers cushion, too. Meanwhile, the bird's closed eyelid shields the eye from any pieces of wood bouncing off the tree and holds the eyeball in place. The eyelid acts like a seatbelt and keeps the eye from literally popping out of the head. Otherwise, acceleration would tear the retina. And the outside portion of the eye itself is firm, filled with blood to support the retina from being jostled around. Injuries to the human brain commonly occur when the organ bounces back and forth against the skull, where our cerebral spinal fluid can only do so much. But woodpeckers have a thick cushioning cartilage instead of fluid to protect theirs.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.